Blog Talk Radio.
Name of this song is The Seven Drunken Nights, but we're only allowed to sing five of them, so here goes.
Oh, as I went home on Monday night, as drunk could be, I saw a horse outside the door, where my old horse should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me, who owns that horse outside the door, where my old horse should be? Ah, you're drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see. That's a lovely sow that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more, but a saddle on a sow sure I never saw before. And as I went home on Tuesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a coat behind the door, where my old coat should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me, who owns that coat behind the door, where my old coat should be? Ah, you're drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see. That's a woolen blanket that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more, but buttons in a blanket sure I never saw before. And as I went home on Wednesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a pipe upon the chair, where my old pipe should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me, who owns that pipe upon the chair, where my old pipe should be? Ah, you're drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see. That's a lovely tin whistle that me mother sent to me. Well, this many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more, but tobacco in a tin whistle sure I never saw before. And as I went home on Thursday night, as drunk could be, I saw two boots beneath the bed, where my old boots should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me, who owns them boots beneath the bed, where my old boots should be? Ah, you're drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see. They're two lovely geranium pots me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more, but laces in geranium pots I never saw before. And as I went home on Friday night, as drunk could be, I saw a head upon the bed, where my old head should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me, who owns that head upon the bed, where my old head should be? Ah, you're drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see. That's a baby boy that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more, but a baby boy with his whiskers on sure I never saw before.
Welcome back, my friends, to Where the Music Never Ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, that we find. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, Monday through Sunday, 10 p.m. till midnight. Dig into us early on Mondays at 7 p.m. for Keeping It Brief. Then come back at 10 p.m. and sit in with our wild Luyu in Nature and Front Page Picks. Dig into the Twisted Thoughts of the Twisted Sisters on Twisted Tuesdays. Turn up the heat with the Art of Seduction on Wednesday. Thursdays are split between Inner Craft or Southern Art with Scott and Pam and Double Helix with Aphasiana and Dan. Friday, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry. Saturday is split with Gray Eyes and Dan Howling at the Moon in the Northern Climes, bringing you Band Company, and Exploring Ekphrasia with Captain B2 and Greg. And if you're looking for a little more edgy realm, then please check out After Midnight shows, 4:30 to 2:30 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday mornings. And take a walk on the wild side Tuesday. Fridays are split between Break On Through and Echoes in the Dark with Pam. And Saturday with Faziana and Babla as they teach you the fine art of becoming part sinner, part saint. Check out the contests and prompts for all of our shows. Call into each of your phones. Hang for the fun. And if you can do SoundCloud, please attach it to your phone so we can hear you read your words. Good evening, Jean.
Hello, Rex. I'm doing well. And how are you?
All righty, all righty.
Good. Did you have a nice St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, spent it outside.
Uh-huh. Did you catch any leprechauns?
Reckon they leave, I was.
Looking for leprechauns. I see. I looked all day. I couldn't catch a one. Then I found out the cat ate them. That's why. See?
Nah. You've got to have some Guinness, a bit of Jameson. That way you can actually see the leprechauns and then brush them off your legs.
Oh, that's what the hell was wrong with me. I was sober. I should have known there was something. But the cat got the leprechaun. I saw it. I posted it in the room. Yep. They said they was magically delicious. So I said,
Well,
no wonder I can't
catch it. That's a bad dad joke. It's a mom joke.
That's right. No, I'm telling you. But it was a nice day here. It was a little breezy and a little chilly, but the sun was warm. That was about all I can say about it. It wasn't over the top, but it was doable. It was truly doable. And just for you, Rex, I'm going to post a repeat today. Let me find it and put it into Zoom again. Yes, sir. Rebup. Here it is.
Well, let's see it. What you got?
Here it is. Almost. One more button.
And of course, it's got to be a ginger cat, not a baby.
That's right. Had to be a ginger cat. Today is the day of the gingers, for the most part. Oh, my goodness, yeah. And look, he's got green stuff on his lip. That's terrible. Look at that pot of gold. That's all I was looking for.
Oh.
I would even have shared it with that damn leprechaun.
I think the leprechaun got catnipped.
Yeah, right. True. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah. But it was not a bad day. I made button cabbage, cabbage and string beans and potatoes with the smoked pork butt. Yeah, it was yummy. And I got up this morning, and I wasn't thinking. I put on all blue, and I went, what the hell is wrong with you, Gene? It's super green today. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So tell us about the show tonight. What do we got lined up?
Well, I went looking through a ton of stuff. I picked some older famous ones, Molly Malone and such. And I dropped in a couple of other ones, too, from YouTube and Lizzy. Even one from Donovan, Brown Eyed Girl.
Right.
But there's some fun stuff in there with the sort of thing like Drinking Sailor. That song we just had available, Seven Drunken Nights. But they were only allowed to do five. So I thought that was pretty funny. And there's a couple more in there, too. Drunken Lullabies, Molly Malone, Boys Are Back in Town, The Streets are different. Streets Have No Name. What else we got in there?
Comanche Black and Tan.
I can't think of it at the moment.
Comanche Black and Tan.
Yes.
An Irish pub song.
Oh, yes. Definitely an Irish pub song. Got to have that.
Yep. And
I figured we'd have a bit of fun tonight.
Yeah, there's no wrong with that. That's what it's all about. That's what it is all about. Yes. And so far you're stuck with just me, so this should be a fun one. I can see me.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
It's one of those nights. I got to say, come on in and kiss me, Shamrock, while I beat you with Michelele.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not asking what you mean by that, am I? No. No.
You got exactly. To be mine.
I do. I'd have no Irish spring handy. I don't know. No, so it's all good. All good. All in good fun. Good, clean fun with me dirty mind.
Yes. Oh, Irish car bombs all around. That'll get us clutched off for the next game.
I'll be definitely seeing leprechauns.
Yes. Nothing like Genesee babies. They have a bit of fun.
Robbie said it'll be a few drinks before he kisses anyone, Shamrock. Oh, my. See, you got to have some kind of fun, right? That's the way I see it. Uh-huh. I don't know. Irish car bombs, oh, good Lord. They'd be scraping me up off the floor.
Quick and stop the right thing.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
But they are Roman hands and Russian fingers.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I think maybe we should move on to poetry. This is going downhill fast. Yes.
Well, then I guess we're going to be in for some laughs and a bit of fun. Let's do it real right.
Absolutely. Well, each one of these songs is going to provoke a little something, I'm sure. So we may as well start it up. We're going to put up Drunken Sailor. Y'all ready for this, boys?
What will we do with the drunken sailor? What will we do with the drunken sailor? What will we do with the drunken sailor early in the morning? Way, hey, that's your rising. Way, hey, that's your rising. Way, hey, that's your rising early in the morning. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor early in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises early in the morning. We'll put him in a longboat till he's sober. Put him in a longboat till he's sober. Put him in a longboat till he's sober early in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises early in the morning.
Started and raised the dead.
Yep, that'll liven up the crowd. Liven up the crowd. My goodness.
Oh, I couldn't resist putting that in.
Yeah, I hear you.
It seems to top most of the lists out there. Yeah, I gotta have that one.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. So the first poem I have to go with that song is by Eric Spencer. So let me get that. And this is called The Flying Dutchman. Imagine that. Here we go. Whenever we're ready, I will hit that button. I guess I'll hit that button, huh? What do you think? Here we go.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing, Rex, but that's okay.
Button. He's got the button.
All right. There we go.
The Flying Dutchman. What to do with a crazy captain? What to do with a crazy captain? What to do with a crazy captain early in the storm-tossed morning? Disarray dash down, up the Flying Dutchman goes. Disarray dash down, up the Flying Dutchman goes. Class smash downwards dash, up the Flying Dutchman goes. Slip, slide, swallow, sway, Captain van der Decken curses. Early in the teal-tossed morning, crew begs, don't tempt fate. Crew begs, don't tempt fate. Crew begs, don't tempt fate. Early in the storm-embossed, topsy-turvy morning, class smash down ground, up daggers the Flying Dutchman. Long-winded hounds of howl, howl, prowl. Southeast the squalls berate van der Decken's decision. Derision rides the Flying Dutchman askew. Early morn, perfect storm, zeal embossed morning. Lock him in captain's cabin till he's sane. Lock him in captain's cabin till he's sane. Lock him in captain's cabin till he's sane. Beck storm tossed morning. Down, down the Flying Dutchman flounders. Down, down the Flying Dutchman flounders. Down, down the Flying Dutchman flounders. A glow of floaters goes. Ships still rides all treacherous storms. O curse at van der Decken. Vow to cross till doomsday. O curse at van der Decken's. Vow to cross till doomsday. O curse at van der Decken's. Vow to cross till doomsday. Down, down the Flying Dutchman flounders. Down, down the Flying Dutchman flounders. Down, down the Flying Dutchman flounders. His ghost ship still haunts the Cape of Storms. Devious devil bedding false. Devious devil bedding false. Devious devil bedding false. Late at night till early morning. Drowned the Flying Dutchman cracks. Drowned the Flying Dutchman cracks. Drowned the Flying Dutchman cracks. Storm tossed sea to this day be rate. That's what crazed captains do do. That's what crazed captains do do. That's what crazed captains do do. Matchsticks, mizzen, mast, snap, snarl. Helter, skelter, scald and burns, crack. Helter, skelter, scald and burns, crack. Helter, skelter, scald and burns, crack. Go ships past by infamous Cape of Storms and Maritime.
Oh, great tune there, Eric. Thank you for the SoundCloud. We very much appreciate it.
Oh,
okay. He couldn't even help dropping in a few laughs. And Eric's always pretty straight on the read, but the last couple of standards, he cracked a few laughs. I still had to get home with it.
Yes, he did. I'm not real familiar with the story of the Flying Dutchman, I'll be honest. I've heard Flying Dutchman, but as for the full story, I don't know. But I think he's probably hit on a lot of the story knowing Eric. And it was pretty clever. I was shocked when I first heard him starting to sing. I'm like, Eric is singing? But good for him.
I know.
Good for him. And he was going out. But yeah, when he chuckled, I really I got a smile from it, because he was just, you know, having a good old time, and I liked it. So pretty clever. And give him some more Jameson, he'll be fine. You know. You know, it was pretty good. And, you know, I'm sure you know more of the details than I do about the Flying Dutchman, because I'm just not, you know, like I say, I'm not real educated in that. I led a sheltered life. I don't know all this stuff. So, see, I learn from you guys every day. But, yeah, I liked it. I liked it a lot. So great job, Eric, and thanks for sharing. It was a good addition to the show. And what a way to start it off.
Oh, yeah, considering the alliteration he's gotten in, too, I'm surprised he managed to get through all the alliteration without tossing in a few more chuckles until the end. But, damn, it rolls with it. Disarray dash up the Flying Dutchman goes. Disarray dash down up the Flying Dutchman goes. Clash smash downward dash up the Flying Dutchman goes. Slip slide swallow sway. Captain Vanderdeck and curses. Early and zeal keel toss morning. I'm glad he did it, because I couldn't have pulled it off. But
right.
I'll tell you what, he had a great bit of fun. He drops in the Cape of Storms. He, you know, he's from South Africa. The Cape of Storms is that nice, treacherous bit of coast of the southern tip of Africa that takes many ships over the centuries, and is full of some very, very large great white sharks. So. There was a feeding frenzy when the stuff's on the edge of the water. I like that touch. And that note to the lock him in the captain's cabin till he's sane. Lock him in the captain's cabin till he's sane. Lock him in the captain's cabin till he's sane. Beck storm toss morning. And the crew, you do crew beg don't tempt fate. The idea, you know, there's something brewing, because all the hurricanes, they start off the right out of Africa. That's where all the storms, the Atlantic storms, come from, until they come westward to the Americas. So it is a very, very dangerous place. Plus, for a few hundred years before the Suez was built, you had to roll around that cape in the shipping lanes. So. A lot of bodies are buried down there with Davy Jones at the bottom of Africa's coast. So, cheers, Eric. I enjoyed it. And like you said, what a great way to start the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. A great way to kick it off. Okay. Well, our next poem on this song is by Betty Page. And, understanding is it's parody, but I'm not going to sing it. So Rex, if you want to sing it,
come on.
No. But if you want to sing it, I'd be happy to listen. Otherwise, you're going to listen to me just read it, and it takes the fun out of it.
I could sing it, I guess.
Okay. Well, I hope. Put on your girl voice. Put on your high heels and your skirt, and come on. Here we go. We're ready.
It's called Kiss Me a Sailor by Betty Page. What will I do with a drunken sailor? What will I do with a drunken sailor? What will I do with a drunken sailor? Early in the morning. Yay, hey, and up he rises. Yay, hey, and up he rises. Yay, hey, and up he rises. Early in the morning. Grab his booty with my lusty hands, I'll grab his booty with my lusty hands, I'll grab his booty with my lusty hands, out early in the morning. Yay, hey, and up he rises, yay, hey, and up he rises, yay, hey, and up he rises, early in the morning. Ride him on his long boat till he's wasted, ride him on his long boat till he's wasted, ride him on his long boat till he's wasted, early in the morning. Yay, hey, and up he rises. Yay, hey, and up he rises. Yay, hey, and up he rises. Early in the morning. kissing his old tongue-tied and my deepest wet kiss, kissing his old tongue-tied and my deepest wet kiss, kissing his old tongue-tied and my deepest wet kiss, well, I am the morning. Yay, hey, nothing rises, yay, hey, nothing rises, yay, hey, nothing rises, well, I am the morning. Put him in my bed, I'm the captain's daughter. Put him in my bed, I'm the captain's daughter. Put him in my bed, I'm the captain's daughter. Well, I in the morning. Yay, hey, nutty rises. Yay, hey, nutty rises. Yay, hey, nutty rises. Well, I in the morning. That's what I'll do with a drunken sailor. That's what I'll do with a drunken sailor. That's what I'll do with a drunken sailor. Well, I in the morning. Yay, hey, nutty rises. Yay, hey, nutty rises. Yay, hey, nutty rises. Well, I in the morning. Yay, hey, nutty rises. Yay, hey, nutty rises. Yay, hey, nutty rises. Well, I in the morning.
Ah, that was a great job, Rex. And what a great parody. Betty really aced this one. Yeah, this is a great piece. And I knew if I went to sing it, I would screw it all up. And if I read it, it was going to just sound even. So I'm glad you read it, even though, you know, you and that sailor have to worry about. But, you know, I mean, sometimes you just got to be that way. But definitely a wonderful parody by Betty. She was spot on. And it was really a nice job. And I like how she turned it around, that she was the captain's daughter. Really well done. So, Betty, I wish you had given us a SoundCloud for this. Nothing personal, but it really, she would have done a good job singing this. I know she would have. So,
yes, she would.
Yeah. You know, Betty can sing when she wants to. Absolutely.
Yep. And this really is a perfect parody. Turn that note around. I'm the captain's daughter. I'll talk him in my bed. and the double entendre note of yay, hey, and up he rises early in the morning.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, that was great.
There's no illusion to what Betty's into. I'll get him drunk, but you know what? He's going to wake up in a little bit of furnished on the other end of things. So, well done, Betty. This was a fun piece. And we just had to visit. We just had to get a bit of thing in here, too. So,
absolutely
done. And thank you very much. All right, we're the double whammy to start the day.
Absolutely. Okay, give me one second. Let me see. The next song is Drunken Lullabies. I guess that's it for the drunken sailor. We have drunken lullabies. So here we go.
We'll be right back.
Tampa.
Yes.
That started off like it was going to be one of them slow battle type things, but boy, did it rip into it 30 seconds in.
Yep, absolutely. In fact, when it first started, I'm like, God, did I screw up on the audio? Because, you know, when it was skipping, because I remembered this when I was loading it. I didn't know what song it was, you know, but that you have the record skipping, and I'm going.
Yes.
But when it started on the show, I'm like, did I do something wrong? You know, because sometimes I have trouble loading. I had a couple issues tonight with the studio, loading them in, and I'm like, God, and then all of a sudden it started, and I'm like, oh, thank God. Thank God, thank God. And look, don't tell Puddles about her camera being on. She doesn't know she's got it on, so don't say anything. It's between you and me, Rex. Yeah. I think she's been hidden. I think she's been, oh, you blew it. See that? Yeah. I saw her with the Jameson. She was wondering why she had dirt to dance on the table. I wonder why. All good. Okay, so the poem that goes with Drunken Lover.
Thank you very much.
So the poem I have to go with Drunken Lullabies is called A Not-So-Lucky Holiday by Jenny the Deep. And I'm going to give that one a read since I didn't sing Betty's. Okay. A Not-So-Lucky Holiday by Jenny the Deep. Who needs Irish luck when there's drunken lust? Celebrate we must till dawn becomes dusk. I blow in the streets, smoking magic greens, spreading joy and peace, I plant lucky seeds. In a hazy maze, my mind is unfazed. Stoned, I set ablaze, freeing my headspace. Drinking and smoking, singing and toking. Cheers to you and me, I'm feeling lucky. Nothing to stop us, says the one who's drunk. Crud, here comes the fuzz. My luck is dried up. End poem.
Oh, great reading. Yes. See? A bit of fun. Nothing like going all out. And the reference to the lucky green, the magic green. Yes. You gotta toss in a little bit of smokish for the Jameson and the Guinness. Why? You've got to have fun all the way around. And you know what? It works all the way to the back, and you got that funny little touch at the back end. Oh, well. We're coming to play. I like that.
Yeah, me too.
It is it's celebratory, and it's got a nice bit of a dry humor to it. And a raucous bit of humor to it. If you're going to play in the streets like that, yeah, you might feel a little damaged at the end of the evening and spend a bit of time in the gaol.
Yep, absolutely. I started laughing because we're doing St. Patrick's Day, and it says, who needs Irish luck? And then it goes on, and I'm going, okay. And then we get down to the end, and it was like, drinking and smoking, singing and toking, cheers to you and me. I'm feeling lucky. Nothing to stop us, says the one who's drunk. Crud, here comes the fuzz. My luck is dried up. Maybe you need a little bit of that Irish luck there. Never know. Carry that four-leaf clover in your purse, in your wallet, in your bra, wherever. Hang on to it. But yeah, it was a great share. I really, I got a kick out of it. I love the humor all the way through. So nice job, Jenny, and thanks for the share. Well done. Well,
have we got any Irish peeps out there listening to us on the board? Any Irish blood in you?
I got a little bit.
I know I am.
Yeah?
I'm Irish on my mother's side. We're McMahon's on my mother's side.
Ah, see that? I am English and Irish on my grandmother's side. Or my mother's side, English and Irish, between my grandmother and my grandfather. And the other side, I'm Irish, French, Canadian, and Italian. So I got a little bit of everything, a little bit.
Wow, that's a hell of a mix.
I know. Yeah, you should see when the temper flies. Ooh, lordy, lordy. It's not pretty. But yes, so I got that little bit of Irish in me. Just a quarter. I'm not sure which quarter. It depends on what day it is. but, you know.
And here's a tidbit. Did you know that the Irish were the first slaves in the Americas?
The first who? Slaves in America? I believe
the
it.
First slaves in America, yes.
I believe it.
In fact, there were at one point in time, in what was right around 1610, there were more Irish here than English because they were being rolled over as in you go into in England, you trade in yourself for home and board, and you end up being a house person for whomever you wanted. And it was an illegal thing to do. But what they did in turn was then turn around, not even asking them, say, we're moving to America, and you're coming with us.
Gotcha, yeah. Yeah, I have heard that before. I didn't know any details on it. I just know that I have heard that. And, yeah. And Puddle says that three of her children? No, a quarter. No, where is it? Three of her four children have dark red hair.
Oh, yes.
There you go, Puddle. That might be true.
That's a heavy note for Irish and Scots, too. And green eyes is another note to the... the realm as well.
I know most, now what they say is most redheads have blue eyes. That's very common. They say that red with green eyes is uncommon. Now I was, always had like a dirty blonde hair, but I had a lot of red highlights running through it. And then one day I say, well, why fight the best part of it? So here I am today. I think the temper lays in that red hair. I don't know. There's a lot of things that have been said about redheads. But
I didn't get the red hair, but I got the green eye.
There you go. Yeah. I got the green
eye. I'm the only one in my family with green eyes.
Oh.
Both my mother and brother were blue eyes. My father was brown, my sister brown. My grandmother, great-grandmother, was blue-eyed. She was blue-eyed red-haired.
Yeah.
And my grandmother, I think she was brown-eyed.
And something. Well, my mother had blue eyes. My father had brown eyes. I'm not sure where I got the green eyes, but I got them. And like I said, I had a whole lot of red highlights. And then I did. One day I just said, what am I fighting these highlights here? I kind of like them. So I ran with it, you know. It works. It looks like it belongs here. So I'm not complaining. And Katie has red hair and green eyes. Yep.
Could be the Cheetos.
Ah,
Quick was on that earlier.
That's going to be a quick episode. I don't know, Robbie. I don't know.
Oh, hell.
Yeah, a lot of sun. Yep. But no, that's funny.
Yeah. You might have the dark hair, but when you get the sun, those tinges of red blonde start coming alive.
Isn't that something? I'm telling you. Yeah. I don't know. I like the combo. I like the red hair and the green eyes. I like the red hair and the blue eyes too, but I like the green. I'm always ready for Christmas.
Well,
and the green eyes are
red really fit.
Yeah.
Green and red fit as a nice combination.
Yeah.
Especially when the red hair is that copper red, not the brilliant Lucille Ball red.
No.
That'll be copper.
Yep, absolutely. So it's pretty good. And here I go again. We're going to play an Irish pub song. Is everybody ready?
Yeah,
thanks. Here
goes. There's a county map to go with the wall, the hurl, a stick in the shinty bowl, the brick, the brack, the crack, and all, let's call it an Irish pub. Irish pub, so can you pass the Guinness, find the cabbage crack, the eye don't want to be paddy crack. We'll
just a filthy mug. If you draw one more shot, fucking me beer. An Irish pub, the quick run in the filthy dog, the black and glass across the lug of the lady, oh, the dirty dog we got is an Irish pub. It's over to me,
it's over to you.
We dip along the avenue,
and who the hell is running through?
We got us an Irish pub. Fire up, big book, to swear upon the holy book. The only crack you get is a slap in the ear. Fire up, big book, to love a first, you filthy mug. If you drop one more shot, I'll give me beer.
Robbie's really enjoying the music. I don't know, but it's all good. Let me see. I'm going to put the next one up, Rex. I'm going to ask you to read it. This is by LG Mace. And she put it, an Irish pub song. It's a limerick. So there we go.
An Irish pub song, limerick by LG Mace. Where good old Irish boys go to drink and sometimes end up thrown in the clink. But Irish through and bloody true, if you don't share the Jansons, then you're a fink.
There you go. If you don't share the Jamesons, then you're in trouble. Oh, my gosh.
Hey,
yeah.
you can't have a good bit of Irish fun without having a limerick thrown in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I usually write limerick every year, but this year I didn't tune in. I don't know. I'm failing at my tasks. I don't know. But I thought it was a fun limerick. It was it's a good piece, you know. And yeah, like you said, we all need a limerick for Patty's Day. So she met that for us. Let's see, what's it say here? A poem, parody, limerick, based on a prompt for. I just threw this out there for the fun of it. Faith, Saints, and Begora. Watch out for those flying shillelaghs. And don't forget to be kissing the wee bit of the Blarney Stone. And a very happy St. Patrick's Day to you and yours. Ah, thank you, LG. That's cute. I liked it. A lot of fun. And, yes. There we go.
You know the story of the Blarney Stone?
I think I do. But you can tell me, because...
Well,
Your story
kissing the blarney. Kissing the blarney stone is supposed to give you the gift of gab, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And there's also there is a place in Ireland you go to visit the blarney stone and you hang over the edge to kiss it because it's actually part of a castle wall. The funny thing is, the stories go that the Irishmen go up there after they've had their fill of beers and they sit on the Blarney Stone. So all those foreigners who come over to kiss the stone get to kiss.
Well, isn't that just dandy? Glad I have anything on there. Too funny. Oh, my goodness. Okay. The next poem I have to go with that song is called Lazy Sunday at the Irish Pub by Naomi Sarah. And we have an audio. So let me hit that button.
A lazy Sunday at the Irish pub. To the Irish pub we go, as Sunday crouches all lazy and slow, stretching out like a cat in the sun, with nothing at all needing to be done. Stumbling into where laughter hangs in the air, sipping liquid courage without a care, as the bartender with a wink and a grin pours another Guinness and hands it out with a spin. As outside the world hurries by, but in this cozy corner all the clocks slow to a contented sigh, as moments unfold to a savor of joy. The sunlight dims as the hours drift, and in this haven our spirits lift. As in this place we found our peace, our troubles fade, our worries cease. With liquid comfort and shared despair, we find a refuge in each other's glare. In the hazy, easy drool of this lazy afternoon. And into the night we stay as the fiddles begin to play and our voices rise high singing tales of legends that will never die. And with the warmth of a smile our stories are shared and we pause and forget about the world for a while.
Great read, Naomi. Thank you for the SoundCloud. Very much appreciated. All right, Jean, what you got for this bit of an Irish pub?
You know, I really like the way she did this. She made it very calm and soothing, you know, throughout. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. I've never been in an Irish pub, but I've been in a few quiet bars. And I think it works. I picked it up here. The sunlight dims as the hours drift, and in this haven our spirits lift. As in this place we find our peace, our troubles fade, our worries cease. With liquid comfort and shared despair, we find a refuge in each other's glare. In the hazy, easy drool of this lazy afternoon. And into the night we stay as the fiddles begin to play, and our voices rise high, singing tales of legends that will never die. And with the warmth of a smile, our stories are shared, and we pause and forget about the world for a while. I think she really... She just hit that note of safe haven, a place to go and relax and hang out and just, you know, forget about all the problems of the world. You know, I just think she did a nice job writing it. So nice job, Naomi, and a great audio as always. It had a calming effect, and I like that. Yep.
Yes, it's warm and it's inviting. It's from that place where... It's all about the people and the atmosphere where, hey, you walk in or stumble in, whichever you prefer. And it's about how everything is left outside, all the troubles, all the air, because you're here to soak in the atmosphere, have a bit of fun, and enjoy what's going on inside, because it is that kind of a wall place. It reminds me of Cheer. And that song, where everybody knows your name. You walk in, it's a great atmosphere, a great place to be. So that's what this invokes. And thank you very much, Naomi.
Absolutely. Okay, now the next one. For my next magic trick, I'm going to play Raglan Road. So let me go over here and find it. I know it's not far. There we go.
On Raglan Road, of an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger and I passed along the enchanted way, and I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November, we tripped lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine where can be the worth of passion's pledge, the queen of hearts still making tarts, and I not making hay. Oh, I love too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the secret sign that known to the artists who have known the true gods of sound and stone, and word and tin to without sin. I gave her poems to say with her own name there and her own dark hair, like clouds over fields of May. On a quiet street where old ghosts meet, I see her walking now, away from me so hurriedly. My reason must allow that I had loved not as I should, a creature made of clay, when the angel woos the clay he'd lose his wings at the dawn of day.
Great song. Great song.
Yes. It's sad, yes. But that's a nice.
Absolutely.
Kind of goes back in time a bit.
Yep. Yep, yep. Well, every now and then, you know, you have to kind of have one of those sad songs in there because it just reflects the whole picture of, you know, you go from that, the fun songs and the upbeat songs and the, you know, sad songs, but it reflects that heritage, that culture. with some Danny Boy's a song, a sad song too. You know, but it's famous for what it is. So, hi Naomi, welcome to the party. That was a great write you had. Okay. The poem I have to put up now for that song is A Creature Made of Clay by Jacqueline Odette. I'm going to give this one a read. Since Naomi's not here to read it. Just saying. Hint, hint. A Creature Made of Clay by Jacqueline Odette. He took his hand and placed it on his heart of mud and ground and said he felt alive when there was no life to be found. And I was singing without music, Raglan wrote into his ears, of earth and water, and his mind was bound with rocks and bone and fears. Sonnets, he whispered in my dreams, the angel blew the clay, because I thought I was from heaven, though it's not as hot as hell today. It was inside a muggy class that I had seen him first and knew, and it was there I saw him last, away he walked with 30 shoes and home.
Great read.
Thank you.
Jacqueline kept that very same melancholy mood from the song with this piece itself. I like that note right up front. He took his hand and placed it on his heart in mud and ground and said he felt alive where there was no life to be found. And that finishing angle, it was inside a muggy class that I had seen him first and knew. It was there I saw him last, a way he walked with dirty shoes. Oof.
Yes. Yeah.
That tonal view from the song itself had brought it forth. And brought out, too, that creature made of clay from the near the end of the song itself. So, well done, Jacqueline. I liked it.
Yeah.
What about me?
I totally love this piece. It was melancholy, as you said, and just wonderful. I thought it was a beautiful reflection of the prompt. The song was longer, but this didn't need to be. She had it all. It's just wonderful. It's not a brevity, but it's not a long poem, but it sure says a lot. And when it got down to this last stanza, like you said, Rex, it was inside a muggy class that I had seen him first and knew. And it was there I saw him last, the way he walked with 30 shoes. That pulled right into the song, and I think it was just a wonderful, wonderful stanza. And I think she really did an excellent job. So, wonderful work, Jacqueline Odette. Mm-hmm. Great job. Most definitely. Okay. So, let me go back over here. And see what I have. Where the Streets. Okay, let me see the full title. Where the Streets Have No Name is the next song I'm going to play. So here goes the button.
Thank you.
song's almost 40 years old right now.
Well, I say it's
And Bona wrote that. Well, Bona wrote that in response to the idea that you could tell the person's religion and how much they earned by the street that they lived on, particularly in Belfast.
Right. Nice. You know all these goodies. Oh, Puddles said she saw you two in concert. Nice. Yes. They're just chattering away out there. Okay, the next poem I'm going to put up for that song is by called My Anchor by Jody Melton. So, Rex, I'm going to have you give that one a read.
Ooh. All right. My Anchor by Jody Melton. In the silent whispers of the dawn, my love for you is ceaselessly drawn, a boundless sea, vast and deep, where cherished memories gently sleep. Each thought of you, a beacon bright, guides me through the darkest night, and in that glow, I find the grace to journey back to our special place. There, time stands still, our hearts entwined, in that sacred space, yours and mine, a haven built in whispers sweet. The past and present soften me. The laughter shared, the tears we shed, the silent words we've never said. In this special place they all reside, with every pulse been magnified. The gentle touch, the warming smile, makes every sleeping moment worthwhile. A bed of night can stretch and unwind, in this special place peace I find. For love like ours knows not time, it sings in rhythm, truth in rhyme, a melody that never ends. With every note, our soul transcends. When the world seems cold and gray, I close my eyes and drift away to our special place where love's embrace defies the bounds of time and space. And there I stay, to adorn that first light, holding on to love so tight, for in that place I'm whole, I'm free, your love my anchor eternally. And poem.
Oh, great reader.
All right.
I love this. It's a great poem all the way through. You know, each stanza is really well done. And I, you know, well, it's like, do I go to the beginning? Do I go to the end? Where do I want to go? But I think I'm going to go with those last two stanzas. The gentle touch, your warming smile, makes every fleeting moment worthwhile. And though the miles may stretch and wind, in this special place, peace I find. For love like ours knows not of time. It sings in rhythm, speaks in rhyme, a melody that never ends, with every note our soul transcends. So when the world seems cold and gray, I close my eyes and drift away to our special place where love's embrace defies the bounds of time and space. And there I'll stay till dawn's first light, holding on to love so tight. For in that place I'm whole, I'm free, your love, my anchor, eternally. Oh, I love this. I think it's just beautiful. So well said, very loving and sweet piece. So excellent job, Jody. I really like this. I don't even know where to go from there. Every stanza, like I say, each one is great. So well done.
He did do a great job with it. I think it works twofold. This works as a note to someone you've lost, and you can still crawl into that space of memories where things are still vibrant in the moment when you need to chill, relax, get away from things. But it also works on a level of someone who's still here, and even though they might not be with you in that particular moment, they might be elsewhere, this still rings to that note of the love shared. The memory, the happiness, the angle of that there is a place, even with everything that's going on around, there is that special place one can go and still find that note to grace, as it points out, and everything comes full circle and is focused on that moment to the point where all the eternal crap that goes on around you is lost in the moment and has no bearing on what brings to mind when you get there. So, well done, Jody. That was great piece.
Absolutely. Yeah, I like that one very much. Very much. Okay. Well, the next piece I have to go with that song is called Solitary Sorrow by Dirito. So I'm going to give this one a read. Solitary Sorrow by Dirito. In the gaze of many, I stood alone. Silent echoes, my only tone. When laughter echoed, mocking my plight, night became my confidant in a lonely fight. In need of solace, seeking someone's grace, alone I found my solitary space. Now amidst the crowd, yet on my own stride, learned the art of solitary pride. Destined are those who openly weep, yet ask the one who silently keeps, guarding the tears that only solitude knows, in solitary sorrow, how a heart grows. End poem.
Great read, Gene. Dorito didn't actually write to any of the songs, and he told me to go ahead and find one for him. And I thought this fit the perfect place for this song itself, because he expressed some of what's in the song. So it kind of walks on that note of where you want to find where the streets have no name, so to speak. I like the note you've got here. In the gaze of many, I stood alone. Silent echoes my only tone. When laughter echoed, mocking my flight, night became my confidant in a lonely fight. The fight itself, the fight of finding one's place in the world, or as he says, the note how a heart grows. So that solitary sorrow also might be the angle of a death, sadness, the pain and loss of a loved one, or a lover, so to speak. So it does hit on that idea of closing in on oneself in the moment to help shut out the everyday people who want to offer up a solution. But you know, there are times when you got to go things alone in order to find out where you're putting it. And I think that's where he's gone with this. Destined are those who openly weep, yet ask the one who silently keeps, guarding the tears that only solitude knows, in solitary sorrow how the heart grows. But there's a note to mending at the back end of this too. So, nicely done, Dorito, and thank you very much. And Gene, since you got to read, what about you?
It was sad and very well done. It was a great brevity. I enjoyed the second and third stanzas. In need of solace, seeking someone's grace, alone I found my solitary space. Now amidst the crowd, yet on my own stride, learned the art of solitary pride. Destined are those who openly weep, yet ask the one who silently keeps, guarding the tears that only solitude knows, in solitary sorrow, how a heart grows. There's a lot of truth in that. You know, when you decide to be solitary or become solitary, depending on which the circumstance gives, it does give you a time for a lot of reflection and inward growth, you know, because you look at things different. You look at them deeper. You put more thought into them. And I think that you know, being solitary does help you grow. But I think it was just really nicely done. And nice choice on the prompt, Rex. Mm-hmm.
You're right. And you know what? This might also walk in that note to finding one's faith again if they've lost it. As you said, introspection, walking inside oneself to see what's most important.
Absolutely.
So,
now let me see what I have here. Okay. Uh-oh. Naomi said, knock, knock, who's there? I don't see you, Naomi. I don't see you. Well, that was 5 minutes
maybe
ago. She said that. Well, I don't know.
Knock, knock. Who's there, Naomi? Maybe it's a joke.
Maybe. That's why I said, who's there? I don't see you, Naomi. You're not there anymore. You must have gotten tired of waiting and left. How are you supposed to take care of the old girl? I'm slow, you know. Hi, Quicken. Welcome back. She was on hold, but she had to run. Okay.
Ah.
Well, call back when you can. We'll be here, I think. At least for 45 minutes. Let's see what I got now. The next song I'm going to play is called Molly Malone. So let me hit the button.
Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheels her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels alive, alive. Sure, 'twas no wonder, for so were her father and mother before, and they both wheel their barrows through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels alive, alive. Cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She died of a fever, and no one could save her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. And her ghost wheels her barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive.
Like the Drunken Sailor, I had to have that one as well.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be a good Irish day without having Molly Malone.
Absolutely. Yes, another good one. Okay. Now I'm going to give this one a read, because the next one's for you. So, let me see now. This is called Molly Malone by Doll in the Cupboard. And... oh, and Shorty, too. Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. I get one of those now and then. Not very often, but now and then.
I know, sometimes, but, you know, I tend to give you the longer and more complex readings because I don't want to destroy them personally. So let's see what we have here. Let me let you into a little secret. Secretly, Molly had raided a diamonds boutique, for within her trolley underneath were bracelets she'd wear whilst combing her hair. Her art of disguise, she'd not compromise. And yes, that's it. End poem.
Great, Reggie. I like that. You know what? The illusion is what's underneath the cockles and mussels in that wheelbarrow. So, yeah, she's a Robin jewelry store because Molly Malone likes the good things in life.
What a crook.
I like that book. Nicely done, doll. That was cool. Something a little different.
Yeah, nice turn on the front.
You got
yes, yes. I thought it was a bit humorous because, you know, you're listening to the song and you have one thought in your head and then you read something like this. So I think it was a nice twist and a nice brevity. So great job, and thanks for sharing with us, Doll on the Cupboard. Very nicely done. Absolutely. And I'm getting there.
That's all right.
Well, you know, a little slow typing with things. Okay, so let me go back. And let me do a refresh here and see what happens. Okay, there we go. Now, the next song is Come Out, You Black and Famous. So let me put that on, and then we'll take it from there.
I'm going to do three in a row.
Ah, shoot.
That's all right.
Well.
Well, we got two extra songs, so we can play a song in between to help me out.
Take your time to catch your breath. Exactly. Okay. Here we go. Oh, gone. You got to think better about putting them up on that board. You know, I got silly. Okay, this one.
Well,
is called...
I had to do some searching because Peter doesn't allude to his song. He rolls through a bunch, and so I got to pick one out that fits the space, and that's why I took that song.
Gotcha. Okay, well, this next poem is by Peter Solway, and it's called "To Sing Along." So, whenever you're ready.
All right. Sing Along by Peter Solway. Once upon a green Celtic lawn, mushrooms in a ring, Patty and Dan partaking, never to fear fangy serpents. Just fairies with suits, stringed instruments, fiddling, wrinkled-necked old man, pretend virgins of Yorkie dancing, whiskey by the gallon. O Yates' day come round, a rough beast of orange and green, English added importance, black and tan, Patrick and gang. Or weather determined, down the sacred hatch, whiskey and Catholic, but father's old father in stamping boot. Going home, white beating a national sport, keep the Asian neighbors awake, wishing they'd stayed in Saigon, but you've got a legend. A snake at stone thinks they, and pee behind the grandstand, giggled at my virgin, and lay a moan in Dublin. Not a fear of convicted serpents, desperate native women, more gin and rum, sliver and shotgun. The dream of sweet voyage home, a garden of green Eden, sunset orange fruit, both be home again with Belfast palm. Mothers with dark glasses, children with parasols, and English God with pedal rods, my dad was the virgin friend. Sandbag after performance, quick and clean, an iron for Irish, post to lick up the girl of blood. Hounds with a flash of horns, full of foreign worms, St. Patrick has them out, like all delivering things. We coax the German return, Ulysses and Churchill, Pope and the Brooklyn group band, going round with you. Spots and rains return to show ground. Dublin all the way to Sunshine Band, St. Patrick, a spirit of the day. And Paul.
Nice read.
Oh my gosh. Quite the bang of thoughtness. He dropped in Yates. He's got a note to Ulysses, the book. Oh, by what? I can't remember his name at the moment. The idea of turning days or certain days, or even most days that people hold dear, into tourist dams. You know, like what we do to Halloween, say Valentine's Day. It turned into a note to, yes, you got to have this, you got to buy this, you got to drink this, you got to toast that, and so on and so forth. He drops in a load of good stuff here that brought to the note the war between England and Ireland the century, but the more recent half. The idea of cattle thorns, that was a nice spark in there. And let's see, whatever we got. A snake spelling thing today to be behind the grandstand. I thought that was funny. And that note, not a fear of convict servants, desperate native women, more gin and rum, slithering shotgun, the dream of sweet voyage home. And then that note, a garden of green Eden, sunshine's orange fruit, oh, it's been home again with Belfast balm.
Right.
Mothers with dark glasses, an English god with cattle prod, by gad, watch the virgin friend. There are some definitely noted terms from the black and tan. There is a note for the beer in there as well, but the black and tan reference to the song. And the idea of over-dramatizing holidays to the point where they don't really have hold of single meaning anymore. But he does hit on the idea of St. Patrick driving a serpent out of Ireland. So, one of those very few places on earth where you won't find a snake. Well done, Peter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Did you have a thought or two?
No, I'm sorry. I couldn't read it, so I can't comment. So my bad.
That's all right.
Okay. Let me see now. So you said we're going to do one of the extras. So the next one is, I'm shopping up to Boston by the Dropkick Murphys. So let me put that on.
Like a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest.
Oh, God. Is that like being a one-armed paper hanger?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. I get it. Isn't that relatable?
Well,
I felt
that,
like
that
one
got
good.
That got the blood going with Quicken. His adrenaline is pumping now.
Yeah, he's all... Yeah, he's all pumped up now.
And Barb cowering in the corner. Oh, that's funny.
What a great bunch we have. Like wrestling days, smashing cans on the forehead. Oh, God. Oh, well, you know, sometimes it beats that way. Oh, my God. Too funny. Okay, I'll tell you what. The next song I'm going to put up is called Whiskey in the Door. So, here we go. You ready?
Yes.
All right.
Whiskey in the door.
Between the moist and wet we set, world temple, although we just met, in between the sheep we vet and bet, until and when we get ready, now set. Once we've been snookered, we're green, in the mean we're seen in the in-between, but down the hatches, boys, you're burned and turned, so now and then you're burned. The pitcher and the squeeze you've churned, and stern turned on and up the heat you learned. The title role, a hole in one, now you're done, it's been fun, it's done, it's time, we begun. This song's been sung, we climbed each rung, our load's been sung, all been sung, all been hung. And all in one, world of dung, our song's been sung, ready, set, our game's begun, you guys have fun. Your load, lonely load, time to go, lock and load, and bow, sing and go, the little toad, explode, 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 explode. Love the load, tree and node, let love explode. And pump. And liquid took a number of rumps. So we went with 1, 4, 5, 9, 11. So I just wonder, get us into the evening.
Yes.
All right, what you think?
I think that this is a great piece by Liquid Mind Forever. As always, she has great wordplay throughout, wonderful rhymes, internal and rhymes, and she always has a direction. And I can't help but wonder. You know, I guess it's all about the Blarney Stone. You know, the gift of gab. Because when you listen to it, she goes on and on, and she's saying, you know, like, come on, and then back off. It's kind of like, I don't know, I found it kind of intriguing. But this song's been sung, we climbed each rung. Our load's been flung, all's been hung, all's been hung. And all in one, word of world of dung, our song's been sung. Ready, set, our game's begun. You guys have flung your load, flung your load. Time to goad, lock and load. And boat, sing and goad the little toad. Explode, 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 explode. Love's the road. Tree and node, let love explode. I don't know, she really gets the rhymes going, and she kind of drills on it and stays with it. And I think that it's pretty amazing how she can do that. But yeah, really well done piece. Shorter than what I'm used to from Liquid Mind Forever. And yeah, good piece. So thanks for sharing, Deborah.
Nice. Yeah, but it fits that note of kissing the Blarney Stone, as you said. The gift of gab, but she doesn't let up with the thought of rhyming in this.
Yeah.
But between the moist and wet is that well temper of all we just met. In between the sheets we vet and bet until and when we get ready, now set. And that idea of ready, set, go. And that next one, once we've been snippy, we're green. In the mean, we're seen in the in-between. So down the hatchet, boys, you've burned and turned. So now and then you've learned. Kind of a, it walks itself as a note, almost a fight song, but a fight song on the back end. The idea of the explosion is to let love explode. Kind of that note of bringing people together, even though that opening kind of hits the idea of with the world tempo, in between the sheets, kind of politics make strange bedfellows. Kind of get a note there. And the snookered, the green, down the hatch, boys. Kind of that note to all right, guys. There's a battle on the streets and it's brewing. So, and then it's right back again. Churned and spurned, turn up the heat. You've earned a title role, a hole in one. Now you're done. It's been fun. It's done. It's time to sleep. We've begun. There's almost a double entendre note in that the title, a hole in one. So, the song, we climb each rung, a load's been flung. Again, kind of a double unpondered note. But yeah, it does kind of hit the idea of not just having a gift of gab, but a touch of a fight song for letting love explode across the world. So, thank you, Liquid.
Right. Well, I'm really sad because I had a message from Betty Page. I hope you got my recording.
Yes.
Now, text me when you do. Let me know what you think. And I have not seen it. I've been checking my mail. So now I'm sad. I don't know. Hello, Coffee Fit.
Yeah.
Hello, Coffee Fit. We're doing a show right now. I know. She doesn't hear me. And... Okay, well, let's see now. Can I send an audio?
Brown Eyed Girl?
Yes, yes, I think so. I think that's where we're going to go. So let me hit the button. Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl. Here it goes.
When the rain came, down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey, hey, skipping and a jumping, in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping, and you, my brown eyed girl. And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, my brown-eyed girl. to sing. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl, as you, my brown eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing?
God, that sounds like a short version there, Rex. I don't know why.
Maybe it's been many a day since we've heard it.
I think so, because I never realized, I don't know, it just seemed short. But but it was good. I liked it. It was a nice treat. Absolutely. Maybe you have to do
well, the next song will rock out the palace.
There you go. Okay, and the boys are back in town. And it's coming up. Maybe we'll have to do a Van Morrison show one week. That might be fun. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Much to say, but man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. What she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. Fight, you better let them. That you box in the corner.
find that the boys are here again.
Robbie's still got panties being thrown on the stage. He wants an emoji for that one.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, hell.
Yeah. Well, it's tough because when you don't know the emojis and everyone else is having fun with them, you're going like, well, wait a minute. You know, you feel kind of left out a little bit. So I get it. Oh, my gosh. Panty party. Listen to this crap. I tell you, got a lot of silly. It must be the green beer, or the Guinness, or the Jameson. I don't know what to blame it on now.
Oh, well, that one. The boys are back in town, so all the girls in their panties have exited stage left.
Oh my goodness.
That reminds me. Was it a? That was Snagglepuss, wasn't it? Exit stage left. Zoom.
Maybe. It may have been Snagglepuss. If not, it was one of those in that series, that little cluster of cartoons. I think it was.
Hey, Quicken. Quicken, if you want to do 151, you got to do a flaming purple Jesus. You get a pony glass, you fill it three-quarters of the way with a blackberry brandy, top it off with 151, light that puppy, blow it out, and suck it down.
Oh, my God. I'd be dead. I couldn't hang with you guys. I'd be dead.
Oh, that's going back beyond, a lot of years.
That's beyond under-the-table stuff. Jeez. I'll just stick with my gin and grapefruit. That's just me. Oh, my God.
Tasty, yes.
Yeah. Crazy bunch. Betty says she resent that audio, by the way. I do
okay.
not have it.
I'll have to go check my mail after this one.
Yeah. Well, if we find it, we'll put it up on Friday. Because I'd like
to
hear it.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, God, now they're doing... Look now. Oh, God. There you go. Okay, Rex, his last piece is called Luck of the Eye Rich by Lawrence 67. So whenever you're ready.
Luck of the Iron. The Adventures of Nigel the Fat Cat and his homie, Alfie.
Hey, Nigel. Irish?
You wish.
I said Irish. And I said you wish. I said Irish. And I said, you wish. Nigel, can you spot me a couple of bucks so I can go get my all-green leprechaun costume from the cleaners? What about all your Irish crap? Huh?
The end.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why I chose this song. The boys are back in town. Got to be that for Alfie and Nigel.
Yeah, there's good humor in this one. It was short. I don't think I've ever seen one this short by Lawrence 67.
I know, but it fit the motif, especially with the Irish. And you wish you weed. Alfie, Nigel will never give you any money because he knows what you do with that money. You're after Princess, and he can't have that. It's pause for clause, and he's after you.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, I thought it was funny. Good humor throughout. A great brevity. And I agree with you that Irish, that whole little banner back and forth really did sit with the St. Patrick's Day kind of theme, that Irish thought. So clever piece. Good brevity, great humor. So thank you, Lawrence 67. Excuse me. Good Lord.
Well, I just stuck up a look at next week's shows. You can take it. It's called Blacktop Mojo, a band out of Texas. There's some good music in there. Anyway, great show, Gene.
Thanks, Rick.
Happy Day to everybody. Had a blast. Thank you to Quicken, Robbie, Puddles, Naomi, Coffee Fit for handling the boys for us. Had a great time. You guys had a great time with the ending. It was a nice Irish St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
Had a blast. Thank you, everybody. You all were flawless, as the saying goes.
Absolutely. Well, Rex, you did a good job with the St. Patrick's Day theme. Looking forward to Mother's Day. I think that's one of your next big things. And
oh, my God.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, you can't forget Mother's Day. No. No. Me mutter. I have to have you record that.
There's a great note on mothers with Abbott Costello. Because Costello doesn't realize Abbott's talking about horses, the ones who run in mud, mudders.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I don't know, but I'm going to work on getting this audio from Betty. And in the meantime, everyone have a wonderful night. Don't drink too much Jameson.
And have a few Irish car bombs on us.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on us. Rex, you're going to lead these people astray.
Hey, Irish car bombs, they're really good. It's a glass of Guinness, and you drop in a shot of Bailey's. So when you got to drink it all at once. You taste that good note of coffee flavor and chocolate with the Guinness, and then you get that blast of Bailey's at the end. Ooh, tasty drink.
There you go. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, that was fun. Okay, I'm trying to talk to Betty, too, so I'm sorry. But, yes, what a great show and a good variation on the songs. And, yeah, and I look forward to next week. Oh, my goodness. Oh, how are you going?
Yes, I know.